Hi, everybody. This is Kelly, and you're listening to What in the Weird. So, I have a few questions that I want to address over the next few episodes. And the current one is how I found the runes. Well, that's kind of an odd story, actually. I grew up extremely aware of other forces and their ability to communicate and impact everyday life. But anytime I sat down to use an oracle of any kind, they didn't work. They didn't do a thing. Like I would work with the tarot, I would work with the Om, I would work with the I Ching. None of it. Even, what do you call them? Pendulums. You know, like, theoretically, if you're not dead, a pendulum should work for you. But they didn't work for me. They didn't move even with my pulse. So I eventually just quit doing that and began pursuing direct interaction with my spirit guides, hence the whole shamanism thing. But when I was 19, a friend brought in the Ralph Bloom book. We all know that one. And it, you know, it comes with the little bag of runes, like, I guess they're clay runes. And immediately when I touched the runes, I felt them. I felt a somatic sensation go through my whole body, and I felt a tingling in my head, and I heard a voice. And so that was my first introduction to the runes. But the problem with that was the book. And, you know, not to completely disparage Bloom, but I think it's pretty common knowledge in the runic community at this point that he took a lot of liberty with his interpretation of the runes. He changed the order, he added the blank rune, he interpreted them really differently than they had been classically presented up to that point. And in some ways, it did me personally a great disservice, because I didn't know that he had taken those liberties. He didn't say, "I'm taking it upon myself to change all this stuff." He just did it and printed it and put it forward like it was a Bible, and it was accepted that way because people just didn't know any better. There weren't any other non-academic resources, meaning references to, like, how you would use them as an oracle, or as, you know, even like for meditation, or just, you know, to clarify life concepts. So I have no idea that he had done that, but somehow intuitively it didn't work for me. And I would work with the runes themselves and I would feel this wonderful connection, and then I would go to the book and try to, you know, retrofit that sense into his words, and it fell apart every time. And so I thought that meant that I didn't have the connection to the runes that I thought I did, when in reality, I had no connection to the book. So it took me a while to figure that out. I actually walked away from the runes for a couple of years, and I started seeing them in nature. I would see them in the clouds and in signs and just all over the place. And eventually I found my way back to a wider range of resources that helped me understand that Bloom had changed what he had presented as, you know, the gospel of the runes. And I began to work with them more personally and have confidence in the fact that I can have my own relationship to them. So for me, coming into relationship with them meant working with them on a daily basis. I kept a journal where I drew the casts that I did. I talked about the intention that I set for that cast, and then I wrote my interpretations. And that book became sort of my own book of shadows where the runes are concerned, my own grimoire. So how did you find the runes? How did you find the confidence to come into your own relationship with them? I would love to hear. You can send it in as a call-in through Anchor, or you can email me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, at soulintentarts.com. Be well.
The The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.